American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone with you today. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. And a lot of you out there getting quotes, and I'm communicating with a number of you on the X Insurance. So much more to come with that. But X presenting all of this to you from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, and all of our sponsors for you today. It's great to be with you. First off, a note to my affiliates yesterday, radio station affiliates across the country. We got a little bit rough start coming out of the gate yesterday simply because, you know, real life happened. And as I said yesterday, it happens. And it screwed up the feeds on the live stream and the television network. They had to force them to run a rerun because we were unable to provide audio. However, the most important thing is this is a radio program, a nationally syndicated radio broadcast, and the radio station's got the show, and that's what matters the most. So welcome inside the studio with me today. If you are watching on the live stream today, it's up and running. Make sure to check it out. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And if you're watching on your television screens up in Northern California, 11 stations in Reno, Nevada, thank you very much for jumping in. We're at home, which, all right, we're going to get started. A lot to cover with you today. One of my favorite people on earth, you know him as my mom's favorite guest, and he's one of my favorite too. We go right to him when we have him because the hour flies right by. Mr. Dave Workman, journalist extraordinaire out at the CCRKBA and Second Amendment Foundation offices in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. A stone's throw from the violence in Seattle, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. Dave, how the heck are you, brother?
Well, I'm okay. I'm just back from a couple of days of R&R, and no sooner did I get back in the game than I find out Seattle has already matched its 2019 homicide total.
Yeah.
I'm going to be writing about that today at a couple of locations, and the more things change, the more they seem to stay the same, and that can translate to the more gun control laws we pass, the higher the crime rate goes. There's got to be a correlation.
Well, of course there's a correlation. Let me ask you something first off on a personal note. Were you able to get some R&R? I mean, if anybody's earned it and deserved it between you and Alan Gottlieb, I can't think of two more fitting people that really need to take a break. And I mean that seriously. Did you get to take a break? It felt good?
Well, I guess. I got to shoot some guns, and I got to reload some ammunition. So you figure that out.
Well, I just did. I'm jealous. I hate you for it, but you know I still love you. Let's talk about Seattle and what you brought up. And because you were out, listeners, viewers, you know, if you're looking for what Dave wrote today, tomorrow, you give him a couple days because he was off. You know how that is. He'll catch up. But, Dave, in those 2 days you were off, I hope to goodness that you weren't paying attention to anything that was going on. I know that's hard to do in today's day and age. But Seattle, it's been worse the last 2 to 3 days than the last 2 to 3 weeks, which is worse than the last 2 to 3 months, which is worse than ever. In Seattle. We can say the same thing about Portland. Viral videos coming out of Portland. We'll touch on that in just a moment. And I really want to get your opinion on a really tough question about that. But let's start with Seattle first, because it's right there in your neck of the woods. You mentioned the homicide rate. This is, if I'm not mistaken, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have the number in front of me, but it's doubled over last year at this point, is it not?
No, it's up about... Actually, the homicide right now, the rate is dead even with what we had in Seattle on the 31st of December, actually reported January 1 of this year, which was 27 or 28 homicides. This year, in fact, within the last couple of days, according to Seattle Times article, we hit number 28 in the city of Seattle, and there's still 4 months of the year to go. We got September, October, November, and December. The holidays, for some reason, around the country always seem to produce a few homicides. And don't overlook September while the heat is still on. There's going to be some more tragedy in Seattle and elsewhere around the state of Washington. And I have always drawn a picture, a correlation between the passage of these gun control initiatives that we've had out here, one in 2014 and one in 2018, and the passage of a gun and ammunition tax in the city of Seattle in 2015, mm-hmm. with the way that the numbers have gone up. And I use the FBI Uniform Crime Report because their numbers always seem to be more accurate. I know other places use different data to maybe extrapolate some numbers or just boost some numbers. But I think the FBI data is reliable. And, you know, after all, who's going to say that the FBI is lying about homicides in the United States? I don't think they can. The numbers just paint a pretty dismal picture. There are times when I write about how the state of Washington, their homicide numbers are surpassed easily every year by the murders in just, say, Baltimore, Maryland, or in maybe Milwaukee, and certainly in Chicago, Illinois. But, you know, the downside to that is not to paint a rosy picture of Seattle. What I'm saying is that despite all of these gun control laws, and maybe because of them, because it gives the public a false impression of security, these homicides are going up. And I think it's time to sit back and you know, just take a deep breath and say, you know, maybe these laws don't work. Maybe they ought to be repealed. Because they certainly haven't produced the results that they were bragging about. I don't know the answer to this.
I think you do, and I think I do. We know that the answer isn't more gun control. That much we do know. You and I both know that if some of these laws were repealed and citizens were allowed to defend themselves, look, the numbers speak for themselves relative to sales right now. Here's something really interesting relative to Seattle. A knee-jerk reaction would be to say, well, of course the crime is going up and the homicides are going up. Seattle's defunded their police department and cut 100 officers, and their chief has resigned. That just happened. That hasn't even figured into these numbers yet. Give it another two, three, and 4 months, and it will. And that's when I think you're going to see your numbers go off the chain, sadly. What do you think?
Well, there certainly is that possibility. You can't put a police agency through the kind of turmoil that Seattle is being put through. And you know, I've got some friends over there at the SPD. They're, you know, they're good people. And they try to do a good job despite the restraints put on them by the Seattle City Council and the federal government under the Obama administration that went after them over the use of force issues. It's just not possible to do that and not affect SPD, you know, the police officer morale, and to overwork them. You know, all of this stuff combined together is going to end pretty badly for Seattle. And yet the power structure over there is wildly, radically liberal, and they believe their own PR. To the point that the other day, if I recall correctly, the gun control group that's based over there was blaming the rioting in Portland, the violence in Portland, on the gun lobby.
Yeah.
And you know, same goes for Seattle. You know, they blame this stuff. They say, well, where's the gun lobby? Why isn't the gun lobby doing something? And I'm scratching my head. What the hell are you talking about? The gun lobby's got really nothing to do with this. It's your stinking policies that have allowed this sort of thing to happen. And, you know, they are silent on that.
Well, you know, what's interesting, as we get ready to go to this break, what fascinates me is you're 100% correct about this. They don't see the error of their ways. They see the rioting not as a direct result of decades of their crappy control. Sure. or policies. They see it as Trump's fault because they're so blinded by Trump's hatred, that it's Donald Trump that's destroying the nation. When if you look objectively across the country and you see, you know, look, I've been saying this for a long time. We've got about 20 seconds. So, listeners, I'll take this to the break. We'll come back to Dave and get his comments after the break. But I've been saying this for a long time. Show me an American city in decay, and I'll show you an American city run by Democrats at every level for decades. For decades, at every level. It's impossible to prove me wrong on that because it's right. It's the truth. But they don't see it that way. They see it as not getting enough assistance from Republicans to help them, or do they? They know better than that. They're smarter than that, aren't they? Because there's a segment of America whose votes they think they own. More about that and everything else when we come back. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
With the alarming spike in COVID cases this month, shoppers have been trying to stock up on PPE products such as sanitizer, disinfectants, and wipes. Target, Walmart, and Costco are restricting shoppers, placing limits on these products. Several big box stores began limiting customers to just one PPE product per person. Here's some good news, finally. You no longer need to drive from store to store in search of these must-have health supplies and personal protective products. Pulse TV has created an exclusive Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit. This nine-piece set is equipped with products like hand sanitizer, sanitizing spray, and even a protective germ key. And it comes in a convenient carrying bag so you can take it with you when you're on the go, and it can be easily stored in your car, making this the perfect travel companion. But you must hurry. There has been a massive rush to get these into states that are seeing a spike in cases, and inventory could run out at any time. To learn more about Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, GunBroker.com has it all. If you cannot find it on your shelves, I've been telling you this every single day, and their numbers over there are proving it. Over 1.5 million auctions going on. Look for what you want, and you'll find it at GunBroker. It's that simple. Most of them, many of them, have a buy now button. You don't have to worry about getting involved in an auction if you don't want to. I do it. It's a fun. It's a kick. Just know what your budget is going in, and the increments go up by $5. And you can have a lot of fun doing it. I do anyway, but I've gotten addicted to the site. But it's free. They will never ask you for a dollar ever. You may buy some stuff while you're on GunBroker, but I can promise you GunBroker is 100% free. MCC. TTI is my email address. If you ever see me over there on GunBroker, it's MCC TTI. Make sure you say hello over there on GunBroker. If you're bidding against me, back down. Don't take what I'm looking for. I'm just kidding. We'll make it fair. MCCTTI is my username, not email. So make sure if you see that. That's my old company name, by the way. So I use it as a username. So if you see me on there bidding, and like I said, back off, huh? Go get your own hogs. I'm just kidding. Have fun over there. GunBroker.com. It's 100% free. Take a look for me over there on the site. I'm talking with Dave Workman, a journalist, veteran journalist extraordinaire from Seattle. Outside Seattle in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, close enough to throw a stone and close enough to be very, very concerned about what's happening. Dave, this is this stuff is hitting home to you. We were talking about in the last break how I just don't think that the other side, the anti-gunners in this, are just not seeing, or are they? Do they know this and this is their evil vision? I mean, you got to look at this and go, how come they don't see what you see? Their city's in the toilet because of their policies. They've been running it into the ground for decades. At what point do they throw in the towel and call uncle? Or do they? Or is that really their intention? I mean, are they that evil? It's really hard to wrap your head around this stuff. Dave, help me out here.
Well, the prevailing wisdom among conservatives, and particularly gun owners here in Washington State, is that, yeah, the gun control crowd does realize that their programs have been an abject failure. They are too stubborn to admit it, and it's like the definition of crazy. You keep playing the same game time after time after time, expecting a different outcome, and it's not going to happen. Instead of admitting their failure, they come back and say, well, you know, if we just pass one more law, you know, things will be fixed. I mean, that is almost a good reason for involuntary commitment, you know, because people that brain damage, let's say, for lack of a better term, people who have convinced themselves that if they keep doing the same thing, everything will work out, they are in serious need of counseling, and I think I ought to just leave it at that.
Well, when we look at actual numbers, and let's do this, because you're correct, although as much as I don't want to, you know, people don't want to admit sometimes really bad things, Dave. We don't like to. We don't like to admit. We want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Decent, hardworking people do anyway. Want to give a person the benefit of the doubt. I think America and Americans are always willing to give somebody a second and sometimes a third chance. Good people do that when they see, you know, potential for something. And it's disappointing to us, and I think it's something that is in our DNA. But there's a denial built in. We don't want to believe that person would rape my wife in front of me and then kill me. We don't want to believe that there's people that will do these things, but there are. And as a result of that, I think we live part of our lives in denial, that we just don't believe that these politicians who are witness to what's happening in their own cities, they very well want that for their own cities for whatever evil reason. Is there, I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but I'm a realist. What do you think?
Well, it is crazy, and I think you're a little bit off the mark there. You know, these anti-gunners, it's not that they are living so much in denial as that they are just too stupid. stubborn to admit that they are and have been wrong. They don't want to admit that, because once they do, once that threshold has been crossed, they're never coming back. When they tell the American public that, hey, you know, for 40 or 50 years we've been pushing this agenda, and this agenda turns out to be just hogwash, we're sorry, and you know, too bad, we apologize to all the gun owners that we have wrongfully inconvenienced. They're not going to do that, because they would absolutely lose authority. They'd lose any kind of credibility that they may have ever had. And for people involved in that movement, it's not about guns, it's about control. They don't like the idea of people owning firearms, because that makes those people, well, let's say, raw individualists. It protects their right to be different. They don't have to comply. They don't have to say, yes, I'm going to show up tomorrow and be indoctrinated. They can just tell you, hey, you know, take a flying leap. I'm going to protect my home from bad guys. I'm going to protect my country from idiots like you. And that's really what the Second Amendment is all about. It provides the ultimate check and balance, shall we say, against tyranny. And I'm talking about the tyranny of the majority against a gun-owning minority, although I don't necessarily believe that's true. I think the gun ownership in the United States is far higher than anybody believes, because a lot of people will not admit that they own a firearm, same as they won't admit they're going to vote for Donald Trump in November. It's a social stigmatism kind of a thing. But you know, people. I made an estimate one time when I did a column for American Handgunner Online that there are about 100 to 120 million gun owners in the United States. The rough estimate is that 1/3 of the population are gun owners, and there's about 330 million of us right now, and that seems to hold water. It may be off a million here or a million there, but still, you've got a whole lot of people out there who own firearms.
30.
Responsibly, because if they didn't, you'd be reading about it every day in the newspaper. You got all these firearms floating around out there, and yet, any given year, you've got maybe 10 to 12,000 homicides committed with firearms, according to the FBI data. In any given year, you've got maybe 20 to 30,000 people, or maybe even 100,000 people who are shot and wounded. And still, balance that against 100 and some million gun owners.
Oh,
it's a speck.
It is. It's almost inconsequential statistically. It really doesn't make a difference. When we come back, I'm going to give you a little breakdown on some of those numbers relative to NICS checks. Let's throw what happened in July out when Dave talks about 120 million gun owners. Like Dave, I think it's higher than that. We'll talk about it and debate it when we come back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the GunBroker, the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms microphone. All of this being presented to you from the Video Network studios, to all of our radio station affiliates, on the live stream, on the television broadcast, being presented to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check out xinsurance.com. Not just if you carry a gun, they cover all aspects of your life, but if you carry a gun, if you're a police officer, X has you covered. Make sure to check it out, xinsurance.com. Should you have any questions, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. Welcome back inside the studio with me. A pleasure to be here with you. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as we are being able to bring it to you today. I'm talking with Dave Workman, journalist extraordinaire, award-winning journalist. Dave, welcome back into the booth with me here, brother, the Armed American Radio Video Network booth. It's great to have you. The NICS checks, when you were talking about how your numbers that are about 110, 120 million estimated gun owners, I think you're right. But if I had to bet money, if I were sitting in Vegas and I had to bet money, I'd put money on 150 million. And because of what you said, as the population continues to grow, in addition to that, when you look back at the NICS numbers, July, June, May, April, March, February, January, going back this year and into last year, 2019 in January, 2,165,000 rough estimate on NICS checks. January 2020, 2.7 million NICS checks. July, just shy by 65,000 of 4 million. And again, just shy of 4 million in, that was in June, I'm sorry. And in July of this year, just last month,
again, just shy by a couple hundred thousand of 4 million. And a lot of these are new gun owners, from what we understand. That number has got to be growing like crazy, wouldn't you suspect?
Well, yeah, but remember, NICS checks don't translate into one to one for gun sales. But gun sales, I know, have been pretty strong this year, you know, for any number of reasons. Listen, before we go any further, I'm going to give your listeners a treat. Alan Gottlieb, our good friend, just walked into my office with a legal document. And he's got something that I think your listeners need to be the first in the country to know about. I'm going to turn him over to you. I'm going to turn you over to him. We're hijacking your radio show, Mark. I'm just telling you that.
Alan Gottlieb can't hijack my show. Bring him on. Mr. Gottlieb, welcome to the show, my friend.
Good to be with you, Mark, especially to help celebrate another Second Amendment Foundation court victory.
Talk to us.
Yeah, well, this goes back to defense distributed and 3D printed guns.
Yes.
And the Attorney General is, of course, all filing a suit to try and overturn the federal government settlement with us, allowing 3D printed plans to be put on online on the Internet. Mm-hmm. The Attorney General in New Jersey, Gruel, sent threatening letters that they were going to file that suit to begin with, intimidating us and infringing on our First Amendment rights, Defense Distributed's rights to upload the documents, and Second Amendment Foundation members and supporters' rights to download the documents. And we filed a suit in federal court in Texas. The judge said that we didn't have personal jurisdiction in Texas to sue the Attorney General of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We appealed it to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, who ruled today unanimously that we do. And Attorney General Grunell is going to have to face the Texas courts for infringing on our First Amendment rights for defense distributed to put information on the Internet, and for Second Amendment Foundation members and supporters to download the information off the Internet on 3D printed guns. And so this is really great. And I think we just sent a message to the Attorney General of New Jersey. Don't mess with Texas.
Wow, Alan, huge news. Thank you. Now, we're going to talk about this, I'm sure, with you, hopefully upcoming on this weekend's broadcast. A lot to go into, because that case hinges. That's a big First Amendment case for the Second Amendment Foundation as well, which was a big deal when we began talking about this case well over a year ago. Congratulations on that. Don't mess with Texas. So New Jersey is going to have to mess with Texas now, right?
Yeah, the Attorney General of New Jersey is now going to have to answer to us in a court in the state of Texas, where we're going to get more justice than we would in courts in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
This is a really great victory for the gun rights movement. And let me give you back Dave Workman, and I will speak with you on your Monster Cast on Sunday.
Yes, you will. Alan Gottlieb, thank you for being here. That is incredible breaking news. Those of you listening to Armed American Radio got it first today, directly from the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. This is literally breaking news that just came into the SAF offices in Bellevue, Washington. When I tell you Dave is sitting in those offices, I mean he is sitting in those offices right down the hall from Mr. Gottlieb, who knew he was on the program with us today. Dave, to change the subject to this for just a moment, this can't be underestimated, this decision, because this is one of the first, really, First Amendment cases that SAF got into because of the Second Amendment implication here, without getting too complicated, because of these plans over the Internet, and now forcing Jersey into Texas to play pool. Oh, my gosh, Dave, that's huge.
Yeah, it is. And quite frankly, to amplify what Alan said about don't mess with Texas, my grandma was from Texas, and you didn't want to mess with my grandpa. So they don't have too much use for New Jersey flatlanders. And
you're
absolutely correct. This is a significant First Amendment issue.
Huge.
And I'll tell you what grates on the gun control crowd. They absolutely despise the fact that a Second Amendment organization will stick up for the First Amendment. It's beyond their realm of understanding. And, my comment to that is, well, too bad. The people involved in the Second Amendment movement, they did go to high school. They didn't sleep through American government classes like obviously you guys did. And this is something I know I'm going to be writing about certainly this afternoon.
Yes.
And well into probably the next several days, because it's a huge huge win. I don't think you can overestimate how big this is.
No, you really cannot. First of all, when you write about this, make sure you mention that Alan broke it on the program here with us. I think that's big news in and of itself. You know, a little self-aggrandizing there. But I got to tell you, because I'm intimately familiar with this case, as you are, going back to its inception. We were discussing it in board meetings at previous GRPCs, the importance of the First Amendment in this case. Now, what is absolutely, I'll tell you where I'm giddy. There's some schadenfreude here. I can't stand the freedom haters in New Jersey. When you talk about their AG, when you talk about Murphy, these people, it's not just anti-Second Amendment. It's anti-First Amendment. It's a literal tyrannical hatred of your freedoms. They want to control every aspect of your life. Now Jersey is going to have to come down and play pool in the great state of Texas, in the Lone Star State, where Texas does things just a little bit differently than they do in New Jersey. And they're, as we say down south, fitting to find that out really soon. And the fact that that's a unanimous decision out of the Fifth Circuit, wow. Just wow. Boy, I'll tell you what, man, that makes me feel good. I don't know what I'm going to do after the show today, but that's fantastic news.
Well, you know, they got a saying in Texas. Well, they got several that I admire.
Careful.
Careful,
depending on which one you're going to run with.
The prevailing wisdom of a lot of good Texas people is that when they say, well, bless your heart, they're not being complimentary. So, no. Attorney General Gruhl, bless your heart.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. And Murphy, somebody sent a message in on the live stream. Felito Murfalini. Felito Murfalini. Yeah, New Jersey has been fighting, and our good friend, Alexander Rubian, has been fighting an incredible battle in New Jersey, having his press credentials stripped away from him by Governor Murphy, because Governor Murphy can't handle answering questions from a free press that disagrees with him. Finally getting those press credentials back. I mean, this is literally tyrannical behavior. Literally tyrannical behavior in the literal sense. I'm not speaking metaphorically here. It is tyrannical behavior. It is the behavior of tyrants here in the United States. And sometimes, Dave, it's hard to realize when we talk about some of what we talk about, the goings-on up in that state, it's hard to believe we're talking about an American state when, wow, I'm feeling great. I'm going to have to get up, walk around here during the break. That is outstanding news. Thank you to Dave Workman for turning that phone over to the great Alan Gottlieb. And, wow, just perfect timing on Armed American Radio. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, Facebook 44, fans. 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolver.
That was huge. I want you to know just how huge that was. That was not something that I had expected to hear. And that went out. That came directly from Alan when he got the news prior to a press release going out, which no doubt will go out at some point today. And you heard it here first before anybody else in the nation. The decision came down. SAF's attorneys were made aware of it. They gave the information to Mr. Gottlieb, and he gave it to you. That is bad ass. Let me make that very clear. So congrats for hearing that right now. That was wonderful news. The fact that New Jersey is now having to do battle on our field in Texas is wonderful news, because Texas isn't going to play games. Now, Murphy and the AG in New Jersey now know how serious the Second Amendment Foundation is and will not back down ever. So they respect these cases going forward. There's more to this than just this case. They know the next time they see a lawsuit from SAF, and it's an SAF-supported suit, not just an amicus brief, they know we mean business. And I'm telling you right now, when we come back, I'm going to push. Join. This is why we joined the Second Amendment Foundation. This is exactly what it's all about. I feel really good about this right now, and I'm thrilled to be able to break that news for you on Armed American Radio. That's what this show is all about. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. SAF.org. Send them $5 today. That's what we're talking about. Sean, that's unbelievable news. unanimous decision. Okay, I'll go ahead and take the feedback. We have one more segment.
All taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsite.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. In the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. If you heard the spots, please make sure to check out xinsurance.com. Also, do not forget, shop AAR at pulsetv.com/armed. I've got it up on the screen for you if you're watching on television or online. Or text the word ARMED to 58445 and get your 9-piece AAR germ kit. Mine is on the way. I can't wait to get it. I love all that fun stuff. Welcome back inside the studios with me. And to all of our fine sponsors, every one of you, Defender Coffee, AAR is the promo code, frontsite.com/mark, frontsite.com/mark. Of course, Car Arms, gunbroker.com, mypillow.com. Go get whatever product they have on sale. Use the promo code AAR and support Armed American Radio. Mike Lindell got into a little tiff with Anderson Cooper yesterday. Oh, it's so fun to watch. You can support Mike Lindell when he's up in their faces using the promo code AAR. Believe me, it's a lot of fun, and you can participate by using that promo code. And all of our sponsors at Armed American Radio. I want to go back to Dave Workman quickly. Dave, there is also some good news out of Alabama. I want to read the Second Amendment quote before I go back to that Jersey deal one more time before we move on. There was a home invasion in Cullman County, Alabama. And if you don't know where Cullman County is, in northern Alabama, it's beautiful, rural, gorgeous place up near the mountains. It's just so pretty. A lot of land available up there. 4 home invasion suspects were shot, or one was shot anyway. The rest were chased out by homeowners. And here's what the sheriff had to say about this incident yesterday. This is a great example of citizens utilizing their Second Amendment rights and protecting themselves and their family. I have often stated that law enforcement can be minutes away when you only have seconds to defend yourself and your family. That's why we at the sheriff's office are proponents of not only having a weapon for self-defense, but also being proficient in how to use it. What Sheriff Matt Gentry is saying there is to be able to hit your target, in this case, home invaders. Dave, welcome back. That statement says a lot when we talk about
self-defense and the right to self-defense, et cetera. And I love hearing those statements from sheriffs. I'll let you comment on that, and then we'll move on.
Well, good for the sheriff. There's a guy who needs to be reelected as long as he wants to stay in office. You know that sheriffs, for the most part, are really good, decent people. Yeah. They got good, decent people working for them, too. You know, every profession's got some wingnuts in it. But I've known a lot of sheriffs in my life and a lot of deputy sheriffs, and I'd go through a door with them. And that says what it says. They realize that the armed citizen is really their strongest ally out there. And if we're going to fight crime and if we're going to defeat criminals, we all got to be on the same side.
Yeah.
And, it reminds me of the bumper sticker that was around, I don't know, God, 40 years ago, that my mom insisted that I get one for her. Fight crime, shoot back.
Oh, so. That's right. Second Amendment Foundation had a couple of those lined out at some events that we did, along with some other great ones. But, the key takeaway from this and why this is, as I was looking through some stuff today, and the reason I wanted to mention that quote from the sheriff, it fits in no matter where we talk. No matter what we're talking about, we can make it work for whatever topic we're discussing here on Armed American Radio. And in the context of today's show, here's why. Take a listen one more time to the sheriff's statement about what he said. I've often stated that law enforcement can be minutes away when you only have seconds to defend yourself and your family. Dave, it is that sentiment right now that when we go back to those NICS check numbers that millions of new gun owners are feeling right now because of what they're seeing on television and what's happening in your city up there in Seattle and Portland and others. They're watching what's going on and they're thinking, you know what? They're not going to be here when I need them. I am my own first responder. And that's exactly what the sheriff is saying. Millions of Americans are figuring that out. And that kind of doesn't really bode well for the gun grabbers' agenda, does it?
No, it doesn't. Here's the thing. It is important for people to understand that in most cases, you are your own first responder.
That's it.
The police are going to get there probably in time to draw white chalk outlines around the decedents. And, fortunately, if you've got a firearm to defend yourself and your family, you're going to come out of that standing up. And it'll be the bad guy whose chalk outline is etched on the floor of your home.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And, I dislike being, brutally honest like that, but that's really the way it goes. And it's funny up here right now because of the situation where they want to defund the Seattle police. These leftists in Seattle are also trying to take money away from the King County Sheriff's Department. And, when they start messing around with that, they want to expand their type of socialist nonsense beyond the city limits of Seattle to affect everybody in King County. And, then, yeah. Of course, then they want to roll on to the entire state. Yeah, I think we're pretty near the breaking point on that one. The people are going to say, hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. No, you're not going to be doing that. And we could be in for some interesting times, colorful times.
Oh, colorful, to say the least.
I love it when they give me something to write about.
I'll tell you what, you're going to have a lot to write about. It was our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News. I wish I had the clip, but what you mentioned, it just brought it up. So I'll go ahead and paraphrase it for you, and you can trust what I'm telling you. If you want to see it in particular on your own, you can visit AWR's Instagram site. 105 to 10,000 people are already signed up over there and following him. But he played an audio clip, a video clip, if you will, of a man confronting apparently a city council about lockdowns. And he said, y'all can stand and sit up there behind your masks and hide behind your masks. And I understand why you're hiding behind your masks. And he points to the people that you couldn't see behind him. He says, all of us, we're starving. You all up there hiding behind your masks have your job, and this guy over up here in his mask is falling asleep up there. He's got his salary. He's got his, and he's falling asleep behind his mask. He says, and the rest of you up there are getting paid, but we're not. I'm a small business owner, as many of these people are. And he says, right now, we're being peaceful. We're being peaceful right now, and you need to thank us for that, for being peaceful, because we're good, hardworking, decent people, and we're peaceful. But we're not going to be peaceful for much longer. And it was a brilliant statement as to the sentiment of what's going on across this country. And you are right, Dave. Colorful is putting it mildly. Hey, Dave, thank you. You've got 20 seconds. Tell everybody where they can read you, please.
Okay, read me at Ameland at Liberty Park Press, thegunmag.com, American Handgunner Insider Online, every month in Guns Magazine, 2A Defense, Northwest Sportsman, and read me on the internet.
You better believe it. There he is, Dave Workman. He's got his fingers in everything. Put a .com at the end of everything you just said right there. Rewind it, and you're going to find Dave Workman out there. And what an amazing thank you, Dave, for bringing Alan Gottlieb in to give us that incredible breaking news here on Armed American Radio. This is the kind of stuff you won't get anywhere else. Thank you, Dave Workman, for being here. What an incredible way to end a Wednesday, right? And today's garbage day in my neck of the woods, so I guess we're taking out the New Jersey garbage and sending it to Texas. Good for us. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Here's the deal. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the out music. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.